Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we will be reading, dissecting, and discussing about the books of 1 and 2 Timothy, and also the book of Titus. According to church tradition, these letters were from Paul, which was sent to both Timothy and Titus, who were both at one time or another partners in the Apostle Paul's early ministry before the writings of these letters. Timothy was an appointed leader by Paul to the church in Ephesus, which was a major city in the Roman province of Asia, now known as the country of Turkey. And Titus was an administrator over a network of several churches on the island of Crete, for whom was established by Paul. One of these major ideas that Paul continuously brought up was spiritual maturity over natural age, especially in the case with Timothy. Timothy, according to the letters, was considered to be a fairly young leader according to the more traditional ages of the clergy from the first generation church. Some scholars and historians theorize that Timothy would have been in his late teens and early 20s. Also, Paul encouraged Timothy and Titus to have sound doctrine and be diligent and watch out for false teachers. According to both the other books of the New Testament and historical and scholarly information, the two major groups that Paul could have been warning them about was the Judaizers and the teachings of the Gnostic mythology and belief systems. The Judaizers were a group of Christian Jews who believed any of the new Gentile converts should first follow and convert to Judaism and follow all their customs, especially the tradition of circumcision. The major Gnostic teachings mixed together, polytheistic divine genealogy that ultimately leads to the idea that secret knowledge will save your soul, not faith in Jesus. So let us open our Bibles to 1 Timothy chapter 1. We will be starting today's reading in verse 1, and we will be ending the reading on verse 11. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, starting in verse 1, this letter is from Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, appointed by the command of God our Savior and Christ Jesus, who gives us hope. I am writing to Timothy, my true son in the faith. May God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord give you grace, mercy, and peace. When I left for Macedonia, I urged you to stay there in Ephesus and stop those whose teaching is contrary to the truth. Don't let them waste their time in endless discussion of myths and spiritual pedigrees. These things only lead to meaningless speculations, which don't help people live a life of faith in God. The purpose of my instruction is that all believers would be filled with love that comes from a pure heart, a clear conscience, and genuine faith. But some people have missed this whole point. They have turned away from these things and spend their time in meaningless discussions. They want to be known as teachers of the law of Moses, but they don't know what they are talking about, even though they speak so confidently. We know that the law is good when used correctly. For the law was not intended for people who do what is right. It is for people who are lawless and rebellious, who are ungodly and sinful, who consider nothing sacred and defile what is holy, who kill their father or mother or commit other murders. The law is for people who are sexually immoral, or who practice homosexuality, or are slave traders. Editor's note. Some translations use sodomites and kidnappers instead of using those who practice homosexuality or are slave traders. End of editor's note. Liars, promise breakers, or who do anything else that contradicts the wholesome teaching that comes from the glorious good news entrusted to me by our blessed God. Once again, that was verses 1 through 11 in the first chapter of 1 Timothy, which was read from the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the verses in 1 Timothy we just read a little more in depth. It is important to finish what we started, and finish well. The last three letters of Paul, which are 1 and 2 Timothy and also Titus, are known as the pastoral epistles. They are personal letters written to pastors. In them, Paul focuses on passing on his ministry and finishing his life well. At the end of Acts, Paul was under house arrest in Rome. Church history tells us he was released and, possibly, went to Spain as he had planned, which Paul writes about in the book of Romans chapter 15 verse 24. After that trip, he returned to the churches he had planted in Macedonia and sent Timothy to Ephesus, Asia Minor, because of some false teaching that had grown there. Paul wanted to move into new regions and spread the gospel, but he needed to make sure that his work would not be undone by people who were twisting God's word because they wanted to feel like important teachers. Paul sent Timothy this letter to continue what he had started. He wanted to finish well. The false teaching centered on hidden knowledge for the chosen few. Paul spoke against this, highlighting how people wasted time debating myths, hidden knowledge, and spiritual pedigrees. Knowing the hidden teaching made one more significant than others. But the truth of Christ is not hidden, it has been revealed for all to see. Following Jesus does not lead to arrogance, but a pure heart and genuine faith. Even in Paul's day, people were taking the truth of Christianity and mixing it in with pride, selfishness, and excluding others. Unfortunately, this still happens today. The closer we draw to Christ, the more humble, gentle, and loving and strong we become. And now here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of your day. What steps can you take to remain vigilant against false teachings? And why is this crucial? How can you ensure you stay committed to your faith and finish well? Before ending this episode, our devotional team would like you to know that we're so grateful that you joined us. We hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there, as much as it was a blessing for us to share it with all of you. If you would like to continue with us for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections within our devotional series of the Sacred Biblical Writings, then follow to get updates for new weekly devotionals. You can find us on these platforms: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and our website, which is covenantgrove.org/devotionals. And as well, new episodes are uploaded every Monday through Friday. And in conclusion, as you go on with the rest of your day, may you be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.